Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila and Verity Baptist Church Pampanga, and I just want to address in this video, who is the woman in the Song of Solomon? The Song of Solomon is a love story, a love poem, a love song between Solomon and his wife, but it doesn't directly tell you who this woman is. But if you actually read the entire Bible, you can actually tell who this woman is. And there's a lot of bizarre interpretations from the Song of Solomon. Some people have suggested that these two people aren't married, and yet it talks about my sister, my spouse. It talks about the day of his espousals, the day of the gladness of his heart, talking about glad, the day that they got married and they made their vows. And so it's very clear these people are married. But not only just that, there's just a lot of perverted and weird teachings in the Song of Solomon. And you know, I believe every word of God is pure. All of the Bible is great, and people just misunderstand what the book's about. You hear people say there's a love triangle, or this is part of Solomon's harem. Just ridiculous things in the Bible, and honestly, you know, all of God's word is pure. It's really not that confusing if you just sit down and look at it and you don't listen to false teachers. But the woman in the Song of Solomon is actually Pharaoh's daughter. And I've read websites that would say there's no evidence whatsoever that this is Pharaoh's daughter and that's false, etc., etc. But you know, the Bible actually gives us several instances where it can show us this is actually Pharaoh's daughter. And one of them is in 1 Kings 3, verse 1, where the Bible reads, "And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about." And so most people would agree that Solomon's first wife is Pharaoh's daughter. That's what you're seeing in 1 Kings 3, verse 1. And you have to understand that in the Song of Solomon, the wording is always, "I am mine and he is, I am his and he is mine." Or, you know, "his desire is toward me." So it's obvious Solomon's only interested in this one woman. He's not interested in a lot of different women. And so people take some really bizarre interpretations of some verses in Solomon and act like he's just with all these different women. But it's very clear she has the understanding, "his desire is toward me." They just care about one another. And it's obvious when you're reading the Song of Solomon, this is his only wife, the only woman he's interested in. And so his first wife is Pharaoh's daughter, the king of Egypt, his daughter. That is who he's married to. And so if you're going to suggest this to someone else, then the only real explanation you can have is that this is the second person he got married to and Pharaoh's daughter is no longer in the picture. That would be a really bizarre interpretation. This was his first wife. And what the Song of Solomon shows us is that you can have a great marriage and one day it can be a bad marriage. But this is his first wife and his desire is toward her. That's what the Song of Solomon states. But they'll say, well, you know, there's no evidence in the Song of Solomon that this is Pharaoh's daughter. But that's not true either, because in Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 9, we do see some proof. It says in Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 9, "I have compared thee, O my love," this is Solomon talking to his wife, "to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots." Now look, this is a very weird compliment that you would give to a wife, it would seem, to compare her to horses. But this actually makes sense if you understand this is Pharaoh's daughter. You have to understand that this, since this is Pharaoh's daughter, she knows these horses. And what he's trying to tell her is that you're the greatest and most valuable of any woman. And basically, you're like Pharaoh's horses, the best horses in the entire world is what he's basically saying. He's using that as an example. And you have to understand that oftentimes, you know, young girls and teenage girls, they really love to ride on horses. And, you know, I would presume that Pharaoh's daughter, she probably got the opportunity to ride on those horses and she knew them. She probably thought they were beautiful. And look, there's really no other explanation for why Solomon would use this example. You're going to use examples that actually make sense. And so what other woman would this really make sense to say, "Hey, you're like the horses in Pharaoh's chariots"? But if she's Pharaoh's daughter, which we see in 1 Kings 3 verse 1, it actually makes perfect sense. And so what you have to understand with the Song of Solomon, which is one of the most misunderstood books in the Bible, and a lot of false teaching comes from here, and a lot of bizarre, perverted teaching, you have to understand that Solomon and Pharaoh's daughter had a great relationship, they had a great marriage, and honestly, we don't know what happened. I do know that in the book of Ecclesiastes, we see that Solomon kind of goes half in living for God and half not living for God and gratifying the flesh. And you know what? It would seem that that eventually changed his heart. Mine eye affecteth my heart, and whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. And so he went from really caring about his wife to at some point no longer caring about her like he should. And eventually he married other women. And, you know, that's sad. And you know, I presume, you know, we don't know what happened to Pharaoh's daughter. Perhaps something tragic happened to her, but probably not. He probably just ended up changing. And so honestly, the Song of Solomon, with a great book on basically the perfect marriage, we need to remember that no matter what sort of marriage we have, even if it's very, very good, there's no guarantee that in another year it will be good, because Solomon had a great marriage. They loved each other. They cared about each other. And then one day it went wrong. But the woman in the Song of Solomon is none other than Pharaoh's daughter. Thank you and God bless.